can raise the pulse of the shir. So on the Vezam and Vez, the next passage in the Gemara, also because I have a brief shir today, the next passage of the Gemara is told that they carried Mai Hi, Negifa, Neshicha, Ravitza, Ve'ita, Mai Shna, Negicha, Dekori Lo Av, Dechsev, Kiyigach, Negifa, Namiksev, Kiyigoyf, Hai Negifa, Negicha, Hi, Tetanya, Pasach, Negifa, Vesim, Negicha, Lem, Malacha, Zui, Negifa, Zui, Negicha. Mai shno gabi odum dechsev ki yigach, u mai shno gabi heim dechsev ki yigach. So Mar asked a question in Parshanut. Ki yigach yif mean the same thing. But when the Torah says, ki yigach ish, ki yigach, what's the pasuk? Shor es ish, v'ki yigoyv shor es shor. Right? So this is... question in Parshanut. Once the Gemara establishes that Negicha and Negifa are the same thing in this context, so they both mean goring, so why does the Torah use one verb when referring to goring an animal and one verb when referring to goring a person? Right? So the Pashas could be. It happens that the language works that way sometimes. That for whatever reason, so you can be doing the same action in different contexts, but they have different. They refer to different. The Gemara wants to ask, how did the language develop this way? Why did Lashon HaKodesh not develop it? Why did the Rabbeinu Shlomo use different verbs in this context? So the Gemara says, Behema the lesle mazlo kasiv kasiv ki yigoyf. Umilsa agav urcha kamashmalon the muad la'odam muad la'behema. Umuad la'behema lehavi muad la'odam. So that halacha of muad la'odam having muad la'behema, that's an important din in ha'odah that Tosus addresses. Let's look at the line where the Gemara says, not the milsagav urcha kamashmalon. But the reason why the Rebbeinu Shlomo used these words. So the Gemara says, Loimar lecha. Look at the Rashi. Gabi odom, kashor nogach odom ksiv ki igach shor es ish, v'gabi negicho shor b'shor ksiv, ki gov shor ish es shoreil. Rashi didn't have the oiz v'hoder with the psukim on the side. So therefore, Rashi explains this what's happening. So, Odom de Islay Mazla. Kadosh Baruch Hu used different lashonis. Because when it comes to a person, Sheyesh Lei Das Lishmor Es Gufoy, so we use the lashon Kiyigach. However, when it comes to Behema, right, Ksivki de Vaday Neskavin Ashor Lohara Ubo Allah Bekoyach, Amo de Gifa Mimashman Shem Motse Oymed Bedochva Bekarnov. Lishna achrina, isle mazla ve'enoi noyach la misoi, b'negifa di dechifas keren ma'at, al b'negicho b'koyachu b'kavona, u b'dechivas keren maguf. So the Gemara gives a simple explanation that ki'igach is with greater force than ki'igov. It's the same thing, both are goring, and we would say negicha is high impact goring, negifa is low impact goring. Right? Negicha is extreme goring, and the gifa is moderate goring. Alright? That's how we would translate it. So Gemara says, so why taka? Does the Roshim say that when the animal wants to hurt the person, he has to do a high impact goring? So Gemara says, well, we defend ourselves. We'll run away. Maybe he's a mishogana, he takes on the shore. Right? He's a... what do you call him? Matador. What's that?
Matador.
Matador, right? In his spare time, he's an off-duty matador. So he figures he'll do some practice sparring, whatever. So because it is harder for the animal to gore the human being, so that's why we use a lashon in negicha. Behema is easier. Lishna achrina, that's eina noich la misa. What is the chiluk in the first lashon and the second lashon? Yesh leidas lishmar is gufoy. Vadi neskavein. Or islam mazla vein noich la misa. So the way that Rashi explains this Gemara is Islay Mazla explains it in a very Litvish way, right? We're not talking about Mazel, nothing to do with constellations, nothing to do with heavenly defense. Mazla over here just means that a human being has greater access to defending himself. So therefore, the word Negicha is a stronger form. All right, then there is the Halacha that comes out of this. And that is the animal that becomes a mu'ad for high impact goring is the mu'ad for low impact goring. An animal which is a mu'ad for the easy targets is the mu'ad for significant targets. Good. So just to take a few moments out to discuss the question that there are contexts with this Gemara, where this Gemara is called upon to discuss whether there's hashgacha pratis on animals, or whether there's hashgacha pratis on human beings. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim writes that there is no hashgacha pratis on animals, and if I remember correctly, I believe he calls upon this Gemara. That Odom Sheish Mazel means that it's Hashgacha Protis. But the Rambam writes when it comes to animals, it's only Hashgacha Al Kol Amin. As the Rav Shlom is concerned, if we see an endangered species, that's Hashgacha Protis. If we see a group that's lobbying against an endangered species, I don't know if that's Hashgacha Protis, I don't know. But Allah Klal, Kishbaruch protects the min. In other words, Kishbaruch determined that polar bears would be in the north. That's a Kishbaruch's Ashkach. According to the Ramban, that was Anwar Bishan's insight. And he sent them up north. That birds fly south, that's all part of Ashkach. Kishbaruch determined that that's the pattern the birds would take. And if the entire species gets wiped out, that's Hashgacha. The Tevas Noyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maintained Hashgacha al kol min b'min. Now, according to Rama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu probably didn't determine exactly which animals went in. It was in a unique case. According to the Midrashim, the Tavakan kind of the animals that stayed within their min. But B'derach Klal was Hashgacha on the min. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to maintain the min. All right? When it comes to human beings, there, Rambam says, it's Hashgacha Protis called Yochid V'Yochid. Right? Ramban and Ramban are very similar in this idea. Both describe that the Hashgacha Protis on every human being depends on their Yerushalayim. Their person who is Yerushalayim is weak, so that Kesh Baruch Hu will be an element of Hester upon him. Because Baruch, a person whose Yerushalayim is very, very keen and sharp, then there's a greater Hashgacha Pratis. Good. So that could be pshat in this Gemara. However, there's a machlokes about that. Tosfos writes in Avodah Zarah, he quotes, I forget if it's Yerushalmi, it's not so clear, or a Medrash, less oif de mitzah, less oif kalila de mitzah, that if a bird gets trapped, Hashgacha Pratis. And a Chavrusa last week, an old Talmud, Rabbi Greyjauer, so he has done research, one of your Rebbeim, so he pointed out that there's a Radak. The Radak is a sheet that points out several places where the Radak takes this position in the Balei Tosfos, that there's Hashgacha Pratis on animals. That's the Machlokes in Rambam. And according to the Rambam, with this Gemara, we understand the Gemara very well, that there is no Hashgacha on any individual animal. So when two animals get in a fight, that's Kederach HaTeva, That's instinct. That's what's ever happening. When there an animal takes on a human being, so he's taking on hashgacha. So then the hashgacha is determining whether the human being should be hurt or not. That's a ma'aseh hashgacha pratis. We usually say that if a person does a pshia, that's not hashgacha pratis, right? If a guy becomes a matador, that might not be. And he gets gored, and he was a shaita for putting himself in that kind of a context. The Gemara says, "Hakol midei shvayim chutz b'tzinim u'pachem." So Tosfos says, "Tzinim u'pachem" means things which you can protect yourself from. Tosfos understood that colds you can protect yourself from. So the Tosfos says, "Hakol midei, if I do a pshia, if I take on a risk that's beyond conventional wisdom, so then I can't say it was a ma'aseh hashgacha pratis. If a person acts within societal sense of their risk, so then I can, and God forbid, a person gets ill, that's a ma'aseh hashgacha, assuming he's in a certain level of Yerushalayim. All right, so again, those are the two. When it comes to a human being, so less non-depolic than a person that is hashgacha pratis. There is a nuanced discussion. Can a person lose their hashgacha pratis? So the answer is probably yes. If a person that the Ramban writes in Chumash, the Rambam seems to indicate as well, that if a person is not a big enough Yerush Shemayim, right? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is done Odom Lefim Asav. The person distance himself from the Ribbono Shalom, so the Baruch Hu will take a step back and leave him up in Derech HaTeva. If a society distances himself from the Ribbono Shalom, so the Baruch Hu will take a step back. Right? The Ramban writes that when it comes to Klal Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael always has access to Hashgacha Pratis, unless we don't deserve it. Then we get Hester Ponim. Hester Ponim means that we fall on the Kviterach HaTeva. Right. That's Odom Yesh Lo Mazel. The Rambam says, and an animal doesn't have mazel, so when my animal gores your animal, that's totally instinctive and the Kviterach HaTeva. And the Bali Tosfos would say, no, that both human beings and animals have access to Hashgacha Pratis. So in that case, how do we learn Pshat in the Sugya, Odom Sheyesh Lo Mazel? So they might say, like Rashi says, that Odom Sheyesh Lo Mazel means Al Pi Derech HaTeva, a human being has more ways of protecting himself. Right? And an animal has fewer ways of protecting himself. Good. Yoni, what were you going to say? Zev?
According to the first Lashon in Rashi, would a Chaya have the same thing
as the Heva?
As an Adam.
Oh, as an Adam.
Is domesticated, it's not going to.
Probably, I would assume not. It was even the Chaya is Mlapiderech HaTeva, so maybe instinctively more able to protect themselves, but still not on the level of an Adam. Probably. I would still, we still have more ways of protecting ourselves. Beryl.
Seems from Rashi that like that mazel and adam is like mazel. I'm talking about whether or not like a person has such kind of prejudice versus a struggling polis. It's talking about that person has das to
correct
guard himself.
So right.
So it's not really like, so I'm not like sure like.
Right. So according to Rashi, as I said, Rashi like a litvish approach to Gemara. Rashi does not invoke anything other than instinctive ways of protecting themselves. Different words were used, and then Al Pi Din, we have to figure out whether mood for one is mood for the other, right? But it's, if I remember correctly, the Rambam or certain Achronim understand this Gemara to be a reference to the a reference to Odom Yishol Mazel as Mar Ashkocha in the Nebeka. Right? So the Rambam could accept that shot because an Odom has greater Mazel, right?
Person, like
a,
when a
shuffle
practice means a person can daven and
he can
100%.
Not to say that when we say the animals don't have fresh shuffle practice,
it means like
it's
like,
like,
you know, there's like no
Hashem
is in control.
Will be with it means that Ashkocha Protas had brought the chicken to your plate Friday night. It was Ashkocha Protas that I should be able to, I should be able to have enough funds to buy the chicken. But your chicken or my chicken, Ashkocha Protas, what landed up in your plate, landed on my plate. Or what didn't, the one that didn't get trapped. But Ashkocha Protas, when you do kaparis, Ashkocha Protas, because Rochus was Abig Zivugim, that you got your the chicken that was destined for you. Then?
What's the halacha of the shore that kills a guide?
So that, let's not go to that right now. I don't think that's relevant to this. Go ahead. Okay, so what I'd like to look together for a moment at a passage from Reb Tzadok. He describes what is this idea that if we take the approach of the Bali Atosfos. And if we say, like the Bali Atosfos say, that every animal less oft kalila to lay mitzadeh, that any animal, any bird that got trapped, that bird, that was Ashkocha. So if one argues, according to Bali Tosfos, how do they understand the line of our sugya? Right? If Kadosh Baruch Hu was offering Ashkocha Protis to animals and to individual animals and to man, so what is the distinction between Kiyigach and Kiyigov? I don't know.
They have all different set of
Sidus. Where?
Sidus and then the second thing. Sidus and then the second thing.
There is a Gemara in Brachos. We all know the second half of the Gemara. Gemara says, we all know the second half. Asher Misha Godel B'Teira. V'amole B'Teira. V'oisin Nachas Ruch L'Yotzve. We don't sing the second half. V'Godel B'Shem Tov, V'Nifte B'Shem Tov. That wouldn't be so cheerful, right? So we sing the middle part. What's the first part? Rav Yechanan Gavi Mesayim Sifra De'iyav. Right? When Rav Yechanan completed giving Shir and Iyav, So Omar Hochi, he said, Soif Odom Lamus, Visoif Behemo Lishchita, Valkol Lemisohim Oimdim. Also wouldn't be good for the Nigan, right? Ashrei Misha Gonal Vatera, Molly Vatera. Right? One of these start low and end cheerful. So again, Hachi, he said, Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda gave the following shir. Soif Odom Lamus, V'soif Behema Lashchita. V'akol Lemisa Inayimdim. Ashrei Misha Godel B'Torah, Molei B'Torah, Sinach Asuch L'Yotzre, V'Godel B'Shemta, V'Nifta B'Shemta. What's Rabbi Yechanan saying? Soif Odom Lomuz, V'soif Behema Lashchita. So, the Bali Tosef would explain that a person, the mazel, the hashgacha that protects a person, primarily protects the person from misa. Doesn't necessarily protect the person from other situations. Seif behema l'shchita, and the mazel that protects a behema, protects a behema from everything but shchita. Hezra Dover, is the to'elas of behemas is, one of the to'alias of behemas is to serve human beings. So when a behema reaches shchita, it's doing its to'elas. So there's no protection, there's no mazel that intervenes to protect the name from shchita, for character. That's doing a seyelis. Soif Odom Lomoves means when a person heads into the Olam Ha'emes. Presumably it means b'seva tova, in a natural way. So if a person is protected from an unnatural ptira. Eov was, every part of Eov's life unraveled. The only thing he was protected from is his own ptira. So soif odom lamus. People are protected from unnatural misa. Hakol lemisa inaimdim. Ashrei Misha Godel B'Toira, V'Molei B'Toira, I said, Nachas Ruach L'Yotzrei, V'Godel B'Shemtei, V'Nifter B'Shemtei. So, Ashrei Misha Kadosh Baruch Hu created us so that we will spend our time in Avodas HaKodesh, also all different forms of Avodas HaBoirei, I should say, and Godel B'Shemtei, V'Nifter B'Shemtei. And he leaves this world having done Avodah Zarah. So Adam Sheyesh Lo Mazel means that that every human being has hashgacha that they should not, that as a special form of protection against Rahman al-Atzlan, an unnatural ptira. Every behema has protection against everything but shchita, because that's one of the taliyas. A person is protected from everything but lachar seva tova. He lives a full life, goes on to el memes. That's one of the taliyas of the person. There's no hashkach against that. What is that? So that's what Reb Tzadok is explaining over here. Shoyrish inyan malach melitz sheyesh l'kol echad miYisrael. The idea that every Jew has a mazel, has a malach that is protecting that Jew. Ve'afilu l'tinaik should be ben yayvay, and even a very very little child. Kinemuchach Meha Diresh Bava Kama, which is apparent from the beginning of Bava Kama. Right? As you're asking, why once we said Rashi, who was at the Tillis? Once we have Rashi that said that Mazel is just the difficulty, the intuition of the animal versus the wisdom of a human being. That's what I'm pointing out, that Kadmoidim and Achroidim saw that this phrase, Ish Mazel, means something different. So Tzadik said that the Mazel that is used over here disagrees with Rashi. Again, you could weave this into Rashi. We said here it means the protection that a person has, right? That's what I'm saying. This is more in sync. Rashi is more in sync with the Rambam's Malach. Animals don't have Hashgacha Pratis. And this is in sync more with the approach of the Bali Yatoismus. Odom Sheish Lamazel, that the Hashgacha Pratis that Hashbaruch Hu gives every person, every Yisrael, that's what I'm going to go into, what Effie said before, is a Malach HaMelitz. The Malach HaMelitz comes from Tinek Ben Yoimer. Every Jew has that Malach HaMelitz. Right? Sometimes you see it. Sometimes you see the little kids do the most dangerous thing, and the Baruch Hu protects them. You see, Mamash Kedemuchach Mehode Resh Baba Kama. Im Kain al Korcho Einoi Malach Hanoitzer al Yedei Asiyas al Mitzvah. Right? The measure mission refers to that when we do mitzvahs, we create malachim. So Tzadik says that's not the mazel that we're referring to in this Gemara. It's another malach that's created by doing mitzvahs. Rak, the etzem nefesh ha'odam, shi chatzuve mekise ha'kovim, shu lamalo ve'yel ma'malachim, hine yesh boi mikol ha'ilom ha'ishetachtav. It's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the human being, Kadosh Baruch Hu created us as a culmination of the entire Bria. That's why we're on the sixth day and the last thing that was created. So if that's the case, then we were created together with some aspect of Malachim. It's also a part of us. So Sheichatzu Mekisi HaKomin. There is, we are a chelik, everybody is a chelik of Elika Mimal. So if we have a chelek of the Ribono Shel Olam, so it stands to reason that we have a chelek of, there are parts of us that are Tzemeyach, parts of the Doimim, parts of the Chai, parts of the Medaber, and even parts that are Malachim, and even a part that's Lamalim and Allah. Because the world as we know it comes from some heavenly source. That's the original Big Bang theory, that there was something that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, some mass which then generated the world as we know it. V'chein kol ma shelamalu kineged kulon shelamata. V'ka omra ma she'omar nasa odom. Says the Bitzorek. Ma she'omar nasa odom, she'omar lemalochim. V'keva she'kadosh baruch hu omru lem nasa, af al pi she'omru, she'ze lima derech eretz, limolech, vadei le nichtav dover sheker. The famous word in Rashi. Nasa odom kit salmeinu kit musayim. So why is Nasa? No. So derech eretz, committees, work with the committee, right? Always be mitya eitz with people, with other groups. I means that I am demonstrating that I'm less of an individualist. I'm open to listen to other people. That's derech eretz. Right. To be mityat eitz, take others into account, listen to them. The Ribbono Shel Olam is willing to risk kfira. Right? he's willing to risk. The people will say, oh, you see, they're bunch, we need to get rishus. You see, there are other koiches in the same level as Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, ad kedei kach, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us derech eretz, willing to risk that the Raksha writes, litois yite lachshev sh'amira hu ke'ilu tzorach li shitufam. Ube'emes ein ze elolim v'derech eretz. That's the medrash. Comes with Tzadik and says, that's an emes, as Chazal said. But it would be impossible to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu recorded something that's not correct in the teachings of Derech Eretz. What actually happened? What does it really mean? Nasa od mekitzal neder. So we understand it as nothing really happened. Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochel, he created a drama. He created an illustration. He created a Hatzaga, you want to play? He didn't really ask the Malachim. Malachim didn't really give advice to Ribbono Shel Olam, right? He created a Hatzaga, a metaphor, an idiom, so that we will learn the Erech Eretz. Good. So Tzadik says, but doesn't, because Baruch Hu doesn't create plays, he doesn't create metaphors, and when Baruch Hu says something, then there's an emes to that. Something has to happen. Baruch Hu said, Yior. That was impactful, right? So the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not shach to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu did something of such non-impact in this world. So he says, it's an emes. Then he said, Naaseh. But that's one emes. But there still has to be something that happened as a result of Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, Naaseh Mitzalveinu. Avol be'emes, Amiras Hashem Yizbarach, Nasa Odom al Yedeza Memele Nitin Vekoyach Mikolo Ilomois Mezu Iki Vitzameinu Shu Koylo Kololomis Kayudu. The emes that took place, the Yehi Or part of the Nasa Odom, was that there was that a Kadosh Baruch Hu co opted the Koyach of Malachim in the creation of man. And if the Kiviyochel gave us a Chelik L'kami Ma'u, so he gave us a chelik of malachim also. What's that? So, that's already above my havana. In my own understanding, and this is, and there are many who say this is incorrect, is that the extra protection, the extra hashgacha that every human being has, that's the malach hamelitz. Now those who say that's incorrect, those who say it's wrong, there's a mamish of malach hamelitz. They don't understand, can't picture the malach hamelitz. Not sure whether malach hamelitz is a mamish of malach hamelitz, whether the malach that we create when we do mitzvahs is a malach, or it means these are zechuyos, these are protections, these are shmiras, these are mazal, right? So Rav Tzadik says, you see from the Gemara in Bava Kama, Beizim and Beiz, that there's a mazal la'odom, and Rav Tzadik does not adopt the approach that mazal means, we have intuition plus, we have wisdom, we have skills. That's Rashi of Shad. There's no yesh mazal la'odom means, we have a special level of hashgacha. All right? Yeshitas, Atosas, Radak. What's that special level of Ashkocha? So could be, that is the Gemara in Bracha, one of the Machabim points out. There's a sefer called Dafal Daf, I think it's called, he points out that special Ashkocha is the Ashkocha of Bracha Yud Zayin. That a special hashgacha that a human being has, that we have a tachlis in this world. The tachlis in this world is to live out our lives with Hashem, and avoid us avoiding. There's a special protection we have to be avoiding. That does not mean that we're not going to all have different kinds of nisyonos that will challenge, and also the determining factors that will challenge how we do our avodas havara. And that can be the full range. That's what Rabbi Yechon is saying. That can be the full range of what happened to Iyov. Hopefully, it happened in the first parak to Iyov. May Baruch Hu give us the wherewithal to do avodah mitach simcha, mitach shalva, seruach. Rabbi Yechon is saying sometimes the avodas havara is challenged by the most difficult situations in life. But Afal Pikain, Iyov was always protected. What was he protected from? His life was protected. His ability to do Avodah Zarah was protected. The challenges that he had were emotionally outrageous. Right? But the ability to do what he was supposed to do in this world, so that remained in place. That's the mazel, as Ashkocha has. And Behemah has a different Ashkocha. He has Ashkocha that this Behemah will be able to service human beings in some way. Or, as a matter of fact, the only tail is. Could be other tail is. Maintain the species. I'm not sure, I don't know how many tail is there for the animals. But this Ashkocha, they'll be able to do their tail is, right? But the mazel that protects a human being from, God forbid, the worst of all fates, that's yesh mazel yodam, ein mazel abeim. Alright? What's a deeper understanding of that mazel? So here you can either say, put it in as a metaphor terms or as real terms, but I think Tzadok's mahalach is a fascinating mahalach. That Nasa Od Mitzalmeinu had to have an impact. Lo Yitochein, that it was certainly a Musa. No question it was a Musa. Kadosh Baruch Hu did it, however, Tzadok is saying, but once the Kadosh Baruch Hu said Nasa had to, so what was the impact? So the impact was that he was co-opting the entirety of Bria from the Kisi Arkovit, Chelik Lakamibal, the Shomit Chasata Bikiri, all the way down to the parts of the human being that are Demim and Zayim. But Kalul B'Soich is that, is a Malach. Again, whether you look at it as in real terms or in metaphoric terms. But what it means is that this a special protection that a human being has to be able to do avodas havara. That's the nasa odon bit salmeinu kid musayim. Now, obviously, I'm totally saying more because he says mikol elomis. But that's the right. You can see weiter if you want in Mem Gimel. But that would be the explanation of Adam, yesh lo mazel, he has a malach, or he has special protection to be able to maintain his avodas havara. So that's why it says kiga.
Can one possibly say that Adam and Behemoth, they both have ashkacha, but a different milah of Adam is that he can understand, God, like he can see it, he understands, he has das of Hashem's ashkacha, therefore he has an extra milah of ashkacha, because he actually understands that everything is from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Behemoth does not understand that.
What you're saying makes sense. I don't. I'm not aware of anyone who says that is the distinction between a human being and a behemoth. I don't know. And I think what you're saying is the nemes. I think it's a valuable emes. But I don't know of anybody who says that is a sum total of the distinction. I think it's a valid distinction. Any other horrors? I'm good, because I think when we learn this Gemara, it's very often it's, I think people wonder exactly what's being communicated over. So it goes a little bit of a different direction. But I figured it's Tuesday, so you'll forgive me.
It's going to be every Tuesday
show? Is that?
It's going to be every Tuesday show. It's a typical Tuesday show.
Unrelevant inside.